Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on the third edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam. The participants are P.J. Soundararajan, Senior Consultant, Ministry of Education, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor.
The Kashi Tamil Sangamam third edition is scheduled to be held from February 15 to 24, 2025 in Varanasi, Kashi Tamil Sangamam. A brainchild of Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi is an inspirational initiative to celebrate the timeless bonds between Tamil Nadu and Kashi, strengthen the civilizational links and further the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. On the launch of Kashi Tamil Sangamam, the third edition, the Union Minister for Education, Shri Dharmendra Pradhan, had this to say.
Vedon mein, Puranon mein, hamari tattwo mein, hamari ek manyata hai, ek oham bahushyami, ek chetna, anek roop mein prakat hone wala ye sabhyata, Kashi Tamil Sangamam ke naam pe, 21vi sadi mein, ek achha prayog, achha nidarshan ki roop mein aaya hai.
More from our correspondent Om Amasti from Prayagraj.
The Kashi Tamil Sangamam seeks to provide an opportunity for scholars, students, philosophers, traders, artists and people from other walks of the life from the two different regions to come together, share their knowledge, culture and best practices and learn from each other's experience. This year, the government has decided to bring around 1,000 delegates from Tamil Nadu under 5 different categories. The main theme of this year's event is highlighting the significant contribution of Sage Agastya to the world of health, philosophy, science, classical Tamil literature and cultural unity of the nation. The event will offer a divine experience and bring Tamil Nadu and Kashi, the two timeless center of our civilization and culture, more closer. This 10-day-long event will conclude on 24th February 2025.
We are joined in the studio with Mr. P.J. Sundararajan. A warm welcome to Akashvani.
Thank you.
So what is the union or the feeling behind the union of Kashi and Tamil Sangamam? What is the story behind us?
Kashi, it is time immemorial. It's a legend even in Tamil Nadu and as well as in Uttar Pradesh, even any part of India, to celebrate Kashi as their holy capital and as well as the spiritual capital of India. Tamil people always have very big association with Kashi. They feel that they will be reaching their life, their part of their, they will get the moksha, the salvation, if they go to Kashi and complete their family life and as well as this life. After this, they will be getting the salvation by doing, performing the rituals associated with Kashi. Secondly, it is not only the cultural capital, but also the knowledge capital. Many of the rulers of Tamil Nadu, Chera Chola Pandya, they visited Kashi and they only wanted to bring back the holy Ganga to Tamil Nadu. That is why called Gangai Konda Cholapuram. They brought Ganga. There was nothing in their mind to capture that place. They fought with the Kashi Raja and then only to bring, see, he was not allowing. It is the pride of Kashi. It was, the Raja was thinking, the king of Kashi was thinking in that way, that it is the pride of Kashi that is parted the holy river. Secondly, the people used to go to Kashi and they get their higher education. People also from Uttar Pradesh and as well as other parts of northern parts, they went to, that is, Kanchi in earlier days. And the higher studies they had in Kanchi. This was the age-old relations. Due to the present-day situations in the modern adventure, people were just going out of that, the earlier age-old traditions. Honorable Prime Minister of India, Shri Narendra Modi ji, thought that we should bring back this union of the cultures, not union of different traditions between the two, the great one culture of India, Bharat, by bringing them together again through various programs like Kashi Tamil Sangamam, Telugu Sangamam, Saurashtra Sangamam. Like this, there is a big association. And it was also the part of education now. He wanted to bring the new youths to join this program. That's why the initiative has been assigned to Ministry of Education.
Yeah, very rightly said, Sundararajan. Besides being the cultural capital of India, Kashi has been serving as a bridge connecting the north and the south of our nation. In fact, Rabindranath Tagore pays a glowing tribute to Kashi, indicating its prominent place in the Indian psyche. Would you like to elaborate that?
The Kashi was never part of any state rule or a country, or it was never under any one particular kingdom. It was under the jurisdiction of various rulers, but universally recognized to be owned by all the rulers in India. That's why we have the name Shivakashi in Tamil Nadu, then Kashi, Dakshina Kashi. You go to that Virdha Kashi. People, those who cannot go to Kashi, they brought the Kashi Shivaling and as well as the holy water and started saying that you can worship here. So Kashi is specific identity. Is that it is the central place where the philosophies of various religions converge and also where different strands of Indian education integrate and function in one place. It is the greatness of Kashi. Still, the Kashi Vishwavidyalaya, that is the symbol of that unity, Pandit Manmohan Malviya established that one.
Okay. The Kashi Tamil Sangamam, the third edition, is in progress. What are the key objectives behind it? Why is it being celebrated? Why is the Sangamam being held? What is the objective?
The objective is National Educational Policy 2020 prescribes that besides education, the students have to be taught about their own culture, traditions, and as well as the languages, differences, multilingualism. By promoting all these extra academic activities, the students will learn about the Indian knowledge system and as well as the culture of the India, which is one. There will be a feeling of oneness among the next generation that will make a way to our Prime Minister's vision of Viksit Bharat 2047.
Okay, so what I hear you say is that the endeavor is in sync with the National Education Policy 2020, emphasizing on integrating the wealth of Indian knowledge system with modern system of knowledge. Sundararajan, we would like to understand from you, what is the central theme of this edition of KTS?
The last two editions, we have experienced that we should go with one particular theme, where it exhibits the oneness and the greatness of India through the icon of Maharishi Agastya. Maharishi Agastya is the cultural icon in Tamil Nadu and as well as in northern India. He finds numerous references in Tamil texts as well as the Sanskrit texts. People believe Adi Shankara gave him, taught him the Tamil, and he refined it through his son Lord Kartikeya, who is known as Murugan. The revered originator of the Tamil language and the compiler of the first Tamil grammar, Agastya. Agastya, while in northern India, he is reported for spreading the Vedic tradition. In southern India, he is associated with promoting Tamil and as well as the Vedic culture. He promoted medicine, arts, agriculture, irrigation, and as well as the traditional Siddha system of medicine, which is at par with the knowledge of Ayurveda. Sage Agastya is considered to be the one of the first Siddha. 18 other Siddhas, Siddha Purushas, like what we have in northern India, like Gorakh Muni. He is called as Gorakhar. Vyagrapada, known as Pulippani. Like this, we have Machamuni, that is Machendranath. All these Siddhars are also in the tradition of Tamils and they are revered. Adinams are representatives of those Siddhars. And not only that, the Varmakala, which is known as now, it is being used for treatment of human anatomy and physiology. Now, this ancient knowledge, which was propagated by Agastya Rishi, is now being used in modern system of medicine also. So this is the greatness, Kalaripayattu, all these things, warfare. This is the thematic session will be there. And Agastya is now propagated all over the country during this period. Last 2 months, Ministry of Education and various Tamil diaspora across the country, even in Malaysia, they have spread about the works of Agastya Rishi, who is the unifier of India long back in Treta Yuga. So he established various temples. The first one is in Kashi itself, that is Agastya Kund, where he started his journey towards the south and climbed the Vindhya Hills. Thereafter, the Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Karnataka, Maharashtra, almost all places. He married to Lopamudra Devi, who is a daughter of Maharashtra, that is Vidarbha region. So like this, since he is a great first unifier, he is also appreciated across the country. Indonesians, Java, Malaysians and Cambodians, they worship Agastya. They feel that Vasudhaiva Kutumbagam is the first one who propagated about it. This is the concept behind it. So we wanted to take this big icon who is not at recognized at world level. So we are taking him to the global level. So we will be now recognizing his works through whatever now the manuscripts are there. The Central Institute of Classical Tamil, the government has taken a decision. It should come out and bring out all those manuscripts in digitalized form and as well as start working on it. Research works are going.
Sundararajan, IIT Madras,
yes, sir,
and BHU are the two implementing agencies for the program. What endeavors are being taken to include the youth in this awareness and experience the cultural openness or oneness of our country?
Insofar as this Banaras Hindu University is concerned, they are already doing it. They have been working on it. Uttar Pradesh government, last time I have seen that students of almost all the schools in and around the Kashi districts, Varanasi districts, around every day there was a footfall of around 10,000 to 20,000 students, teachers and various other cultural groups. They came over there, participated in the program, witnessed the cultural themes, etc., and bought the books. Similarly, this was the coordination by the Banaras Hindu University. Insofar as IIT Madras is concerned, they have connected with the people in Tamil Nadu and organized programs and organized various programs in Tamil Nadu and various institutions. They have, this year they have organized, in many educational institutions, they have organized a program about Agastya. There was a Vakatan in the Tamil Nadu state capital, Chennai. Okay. And thereafter, there was an inaugural program. Honorable Governor of Tamil Nadu participated. There is a good response from the students. They have registered very well. Besides this, we have taken a decision this time to include the Tamil students across the country in various 46 central universities to join this program. This is the greatness. And 200 students from almost all central universities, now they are participating in this one. They will be experiencing the cultural oneness, and they will know about the wealth of Banaras and as well as the country through their visit to Kashi, Allahabad, and they will visit Ayodhya also the first time after this program. Honorable Education Minister also, he has referred about it. This is a greatness. Then we can understand how these young students will experience. Last time also, they have experienced it. Insofar as the theme is concerned, the Agastya is a Bahubashi, multilingualist, is a scientist, is a Dharma Pravarta, that means is a spiritual orator, and as well as is a great man. And so far as the another thing is Allahabad, this time government has very consciously decided these students should go to Kumbh Mela, because they are not only studying that, and they should also experience what is the oneness. The 50 crore people, they are experiencing, okay, it. Astha, Samata, Ekata, Adhyatmata, Anushtan and Abhyas. This is not only that belief, that equality and equity, that spirituality, the discipline, and as well as the rigorous continuous experimenting the oneness. This will be the message this year. Thank you.
So what role do you believe KTS will play in promoting national integration, especially in light of India's linguistic and cultural diversity?
We are promoting the oneness through these type of programs across the country. Not only Kashi Tamil Sangamam, this Yuva Sangamam also played a very good role, Saurashtra Sangamam, other such exchange programs that has brought the oneness among the students.
Okay. Very briefly, Sundararajan, we would like to know, what are the tangible outcomes that have emerged from previous editions? This is the third edition that we are talking about, that has demonstrated the success of the event in fostering unity in diversity.
Statistically, the registrations have increased. Last two editions, there was less registrations. See, the second registration, it has tripled. Now it has crossed the numbers. So people were eager to participate. Not only the students and other categories have also registered.
Okay.
Second thing is to foster the unity, the awareness that has been created in Tamil Nadu. So this is the achievement. Not only that, the message which has gone around the country and at global level, people are appreciating it. So such sort of experiences are required to the students of the new emerging youths. They should know about it. This is the message.
Okay.
And this is the experience.
That positive note, I would like to thank you for being with Akashvani. So nice to have you with
us. Thank you, sir.
You were listening to a discussion on the third edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam. The participants were P.J. Soundararajan, Senior Consultant, Ministry of Education, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044. Spotlight.